morning you see not me, but you see the Holy Ghost. I pray this morning you see not me, but you see Jesus high and lifted up. I pray this morning you don't hear from me, but you hear from heaven. Oh, you hear from heaven this morning. You hear straight from heaven where God is this morning, seated high above the heavens. As I sat there and I heard the song, let me tell you about my Jesus. Fear, it is a liar. This morning in Sunday school, it was, when was the last time you had wanted to do something? God's called you to do something, to step out, and you had fear and you wouldn't step. I told him every time before I stand behind this sacred desk, there's a fear that comes over me. There's a fear that just comes all over me. And I know that's not of God. I know that's not of God. But I thank God for the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk and tell you that I'm ready. And at the end of this service, I want you to ask yourself a question. Are you ready? Are you ready? You know, I thank God I don't have to answer to not no man in this building. There's one that I answer to, and that's God and God alone. When that day comes, I want you to know I won't lay there in front of in a casket and want some preacher to tell you that I'm in heaven. Won't do him a bit of good to tell you that. I want to tell you myself. When this body's laid down, I'll be at home with my Lord. Not because what I've done, but because of the finished work on the cross of Calvary. That I put my faith, my hope, and my trust in Jesus Christ. In Him. In Him alone. Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 14. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. If you're a deacon in the house, I ask you right now to be praying for altar call right now. Be praying that God would prick my heart this morning. If there'd be any sin, that I'd get into an old-timey altar and get right with God this morning. And I'd pray the same for you. Romans 1:14 in the Bible says, I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Father, I love you and I thank you that there's not a sinner that you can't save. I thank you that there was a day in my life that you sent the Holy Spirit to convict me. Lord God, Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. Lord God, this morning I'm praying right now that when we walk out of this place, we walk out, Father God, blessed for being in your presence. Lord God, blessed for being under the sound of the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this morning for each and every one that when they walk out, they can say, I'm ready to meet God. I'm ready, whatever this life throws my way, I'm ready. Lord God, Paul here was ready to have what you would have him to do. And my prayer is this morning that we be found ready doing your will. Father, I love you. I thank you. I glorify your name. And I ask you this morning to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I pray you increase and I decrease. And that you get all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. I'm ready. I'm ready. All the way through my life, I've heard people say, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go here. I'm ready to go there. I'm ready to do this, and I'm ready to do that. But I ask you this morning, are you ready to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? On the road to Damascus, Paul went on that road, and can I say to you, there's not a sinner that he can't save. He saved Paul, that was Saul at one time, and Paul was on that road to Damascus. In Acts chapter number 9, it said, and suddenly the Spirit of the Lord come. I've been sitting in church services, and you had too, where I've come in and wanted to do my own thing, and I wanted to do it my own way, and all of a sudden, suddenly something would come upon me. I'd be sitting there holding it all together, and suddenly something would come on me. And Paul here, when he wrote the book of Romans and he got here, he said, "For I am now ready to preach the gospel." You know, he didn't preach about something, but he preached about somebody. Hey, can I say to you this morning, the gospel's not something this morning. The gospel is somebody. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, I want you to know the church is founded not on Peter, but it's found on God and God alone, Jesus Christ. And he says this right here when we read the word this morning. He says, "I'm a debtor both to the Greeks," in verse number 14, "and to the barbarians." He said, "I'm a debtor to the Greeks, the ones that knows better. I'm a debtor to them. I'm a debtor to the barbarians, the ones that would want to live the way they'd want to. I'm a debtor to them too." He said, "Preacher, who do you preach the gospel to?" "Just whoever I come in contact with, because I'm in debt to every man that's alive right now. When he saved me and he put that good news in my heart, I'm indebted to tell you that Jesus Christ can save you no matter where you're at or what's going on in your life." That's what he does. He is a savior. Amen? And as we read this morning, I understand that Apostle Paul come and he said, "I am ready." But I thought about, why is he ready to deliver the gospel to people? Why are you and I ready to deliver the gospel? This morning, I want you to know Apostle Paul is talked about a lot in the Bible. You know why? Because he didn't hide out. He stood out. He didn't hide out. He stood out before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, he was going on that road to Damascus. He was killing Christians. He was doing what he wanted to do. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came upon him and he became a changed man. I don't know about you, but I've seen in my life, hey, people been going one way, hey, been doing it their way, doing it the way that they wanted to do it, and all of a sudden God shows up. Hey, God shows up from heaven and he changes that individual's life. I don't know about you, but I thank God this morning for the change that he's made in my life. That change that he's made. Friends, I want you to know I was headed to a devil's hell. I was going to hell in a handbag just as fast as you could go. Hey, old Satan had me wrapped up. He had me wrapped up in what he thought that I wanted to do. And you know the national anthem in hell this morning is, "Hey, I did it my way. I did it the way that I wanted to." That's the national anthem this morning in hell. Friends, this morning it's not my way, but it's God's way. Can I get an amen? And we see this morning when Paul come and he said, "Now I am ready." I want you to know, number one, he is ready when we look into the word because he had received the gospel. He received the gospel in verse number 14. He says, "I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." He said, no matter where I go, I'm a debtor to them. He owed it to everyone to share the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yesterday we was in the Hampton Inn and we went down to eat the free breakfast. Can I get a witness this morning? Okay, y'all go buy y'all's. If it's free, son, I'm going to eat. Can I get a witness? Hey, we went into the Hampton Inn and we sat down and there was a black man and there was a black woman and they were sitting at a bar up there eating their breakfast. And I got my plate and I took my plate and I went to set it down over here so we'd be by ourselves. And as I sat down there, the Spirit told me, "No, you go sit beside them." I didn't know why he wanted me to sit beside them, but I grabbed my plate and I took it up there and Brandy comes around and she says, "You may be in their space. You may be crowded too much on them." I thought, well, I mean, the chairs are here. The chairs are here. I mean, and as we got talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was a preacher, and I'm a preacher, and we got talking about how good God was. He said, "I seen you going to sit over there." I said, "Yeah, but the Spirit told me to come sit here." You see, Paul, all the way through his ministry, God would orchestrate and use him to share the gospel. Friends, I want you to know there's a lot of people, the only way they're going to hear the good news, the only way they're going to hear that they can be set free, that they can be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, it'll be when you and I share what we've received. If you've received good news, you know what you want to do? You want to share it. Hey, when baby Landry got healed, you know what we did? We didn't hide it under a bushel. We shared it and we told everybody. Hey, I want you to know when people's been healed and people's been saved, it may not make the Lamar Leader and it may not make the West Alabama Gazette, but I want you to know this morning in heaven there's angels saying it over one sinner that repented, over one sinner that coming to know Jesus Christ. Friends, this morning the gospel's nothing more than good news. One beggar telling another beggar where he can find bread. Hey, as we look in the word though, he told it because he had received the gospel. I ask you this morning, are you sharing the gospel? You'll share it if you've received it. He says he was a debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarians, and he had to share that gospel. You say, preacher, when he received the gospel and he was ready to go, what did he receive? When he received that, he received power. He received power when he received the death, burial, and resurrection, and he put his faith in that. He received power. He received might. He received strength. Oh, my goodness, this morning, I'm not standing talking about myself. I'm standing talking about Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection. That's where my power lies. That's where my strength lies. That's where my force lies. And this morning, to stand and preach the gospel, that's where my authority lies this morning and what I received that day in my life. Friends, I want you to know a lot of people can discredit what God will do in a man's life, but I stand here on the authority of God's word. When God saves an individual, he will change that individual. He will change everything about him. Not only will he change the inside, he'll change that old potty mouth. He'll change the way that he lives. Hey, I want you to know Paul was killing Christians, and now he's trying to lead people to become Christians. If that's not a change, I don't know what is. He says this. He said he got strength. He got force. He got authority when he received the gospel this morning. Oh, this morning I'd ask you, what are you running on this morning? I'm running on the gospel. I'm running on an empty tomb. No longer is he there, but he is seated at the right hand of the Father, always making intercession for me. Let me give you this morning. He says this, if you'll look with me as we go on down, so as much as in me in verse number 15, I'm ready to preach the gospel. There he was ready to you that are also at Rome. You know what was at Rome? They was intelligent people. They was people that knew a lot of things. And here old Paul, he'd never been to seminary school. He had never been to church much. He had never been to places. And he's going to go in and he's going to tell them at wrong, that there's a way that's right unto man, but it's wrong, and there's a way right unto God, and it's the right way. And as he got here, he said he no longer was ashamed. He become unashamed. He become unashamed of who he was. I'd ask you this morning, are you ashamed to be a Christian? Let me give you this. He was not embarrassed about eternal life. Paul said, I have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He didn't say temporal. He said the life that I have is eternal in the heavens. He no longer was embarrassed about eternal life. He was not bashful about the Bible. One more Bible told us. One more Jesus freaks. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Come on now. Y'all know what I'm talking about? He no longer was ashamed. Yeah, but you used to. Yeah, that's what I used to do, but I don't do that no more. You see, he done changed. He no longer was he embarrassed about eternal life. He was not bashful about the Bible. And get this, he was not concerned about the crowd. He was not concerned about the crowd. He said, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, if you want life and you want it more abundantly, you must have a relationship with him and you must be born again. Number one in the text we see this morning, he stuck out when he shared the gospel. And we too will stick out when we share the gospel. I want to ask you all that you share in a week's time, how many times do we share the gospel? The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm ready because he had received the gospel. But I want to give you a second thing. He wasn't only ready because he received the gospel, but he was ready, if we look in verse number 16, because he had redemption through the gospel. Through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he had redemption. Not through works, not through nothing he done, but that he believed the gospel. For I am not ashamed, in verse 16, of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Share this with you. He had redemption through the gospel. He said, I'm ready. He knew the power of God on his life. The gospel isn't about something, it's about somebody, Jesus Christ. It's not about something, it's about somebody, Jesus Christ. He knew the power of God, but he also knew the purpose of God with the gospel. I want to give you what the gospel does when it's presented to you and it's presented to me. We're talking about the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. Read with me if you will. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We see the power. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. We see the purpose. It's an outreach. The gospel is an outreach. It's unto salvation to everyone that believeth. I wrote this down. Salvation to everyone that believeth, not to everyone that behaves. Salvation to everyone that believeth. Not to everyone that behaves. Because you see, I may not behave the way you think I should behave. There's some here this morning said he should quieten down a little bit. He's not behaving the way he should as a pastor. But see, we're talking about the gospel. He said it's for everyone that believeth. To everyone that believeth. This morning I want to ask you a question. Do you believe in the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? If you believe in that gospel, it'll change your life. It'll make a it'll redeem you. It'll renew you. It'll do something in your life like you've never seen before. It'll change your life. But you know what's the problem with church today? We want people to behave and then believe. Come on now, get with me. Stay with me right here. We want them to behave and then believe. But I tell you this morning, if you'll believe, you'll behave. You say, how do you know, preacher? My daddy tells me when I was a kid, I'm going to tear your tail up. I didn't behave. He put that belt right there. I believed him and I behaved. Everybody gets that. Everybody gets that. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? When you believe what somebody's told you, you will behave. When he says that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me, by Jesus, and you believe that and you get a hold of that, you're going to behave like Jesus did to the best of your ability. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Jesus was obedient to the Father, and you and I must be too. As we read the word this morning, we see not only that he received the gospel, but there was redemption in the gospel. If there wasn't redemption, why did he die on the cross? He died to redeem all mankind. He died to deliver all the barbarian, the Greek, the black, the white, the Asian, the Mexican. I don't care who you are this morning. He's died to redeem you this morning. He never died for the storms that's in your life. He died for the one that's in the storm. You always remember that this morning. Storms can be raging. They can be all around. He said, Lord God, calm this storm in my life. What if he don't calm the storm, but he calms the person that's in the storm? Man, that's where it's at. There's been times I've seen storms in my life that would blow you away. It's calm as a cucumber. Storm's raging. But he said, I never died for that storm. I died for you. And I'm going to give you comfort, and I'm going to give you peace, and I'm going to give you rest right in that heart. And I've had him come and shield my heart, Brother Hagin, I'm telling you. Fiery darts been shot every which way you could. And he said, I want you to know, because you believed in the death, burial, and resurrection, not only you've received it, but you have redemption through it. This morning, I'm asking you a question. Do you believe? Do you believe? Man, when you believe, it changes all things. It changes all things. I know what it is to behave. I know what it is to be the drug rehab and they take everything from you and set you back a different way, trying to reprogram your mind. And the whole time they're trying to reprogram that mind, you're thinking, I'm lying to you like crazy. If I can just finish this, I'm getting out of here. But that day in August when I met Jesus Christ and he saved my soul, there's no lying. I had to get real. This morning I ask you a question. If you received it, we should be living a redeemed life. The third thing I want to show you this morning in the text, if you'll look with me in verse number 17, not only do when we receive that gospel, we can say I'm ready, number one, because we received it, number two, because there's redemption, but number three, when we receive that gospel and it's in our heart, now righteousness comes. Righteousness comes. Not my righteousness, not your righteousness, but the Bible says that we're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. God Almighty, we're clothed in his righteousness. Folks, this morning, if you'll look with me in verse number 17, not only do we see that he had received the gospel and he had received redemption, but he had received righteousness through the gospel. Man, righteousness. Have you ever been around somebody that was righteous? I'm talking about someone, they spoke, you knew. I'm talking about, they loved everybody. Man, I love everybody in this place, I'm telling you. I love every one of you. But have you ever just been around a righteous person? When they opened their mouth, you felt the power of God coming out of it. Folks, this morning, when that gospel is inside of us, there ought to be a power that's coming out. He says here in verse number 17, for therein, he said, you want righteousness, that's where you're going to find it, through the gospel. The gospel saves. The gospel saves. The gospel satisfies God. And the gospel silences Satan. It'll silence Satan every time. Satan can do anything with you he wants to do, by the way. Son, he's a lot stronger than you and I. But there ain't nothing he can do with the blood of Jesus. And you start talking about the gospel, how that he died and was buried and rose again. You know, that's what defeated Satan. Yeah, oh yeah. Boys, we got him. He's in the tomb, we got him. And on that third day, boys, couldn't do nothing with him. I've seen men and women both in their life going any way they wanted to go, and then God stepped in and they said, I couldn't do nothing with him. Couldn't do nothing with him. Look what he says here. He had righteousness through the gospel. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Here's how it's revealed in our life. From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That righteousness is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I want to share this with you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. He says he had received the gospel. He had redemption through the gospel. And then his righteousness come through the gospel. His righteousness came through the gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, Therefore, if any man. Preacher, you don't know where I've been or what I've done. It don't matter. The Bible says it don't matter. He says, therefore, if any man. Preacher, you don't know what, it don't matter. Therefore, if any man. Thank God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. He's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know why that verse is called the gospel? The death. Behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old man's passed away. There's been a death. The old things I used to do has been buried. And now I'm living in a new life because I've been resurrected by the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, if I'm going to be ready and you're going to be ready, it's going to be because of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A long time ago, there's a songwriter named Jimmy Davis. Several years ago, he wrote a song about two glasses of buttermilk. You may have heard the song. He talked about a man traveling through the town. And as he traveled through the town, he had no money, he had nothing as he traveled through. And he stopped by this woman's house, this elderly woman's house, and as he went in, he said, ma'am, I'm so hungry, I need a bite to eat. And I told you, the gospel is nothing more than one beggar telling another beggar where he can find food. He said, ma'am, I'm so hungry, do you have anything that I can eat? And she said, I have nothing to eat. All I have is buttermilk. He said he sat down at her table and he took two glasses of buttermilk and he left. Said the young woman, that the older woman got up in her age, got bad sick and was going to the hospital. No insurance, didn't know how to pay, nothing she had. She was ready to face debt, failure. She was ready. As she went in, the doctor worked on her, got her better. And they said, ma'am, we got good news for you. She said, what's that? She said, your bill's been paid in full. Do what? Paid in full. Said, your bill's been paid in full. Said, how can this be? I don't know nobody. How can this be? And they passed the paper to her and said, paid in full. Two glasses of buttermilk. Said that young man that she helped along the way became a doctor. Two glasses of buttermilk. He said, preacher, what's that got to do with me anytime at all? The gospel is the good news. And you never know when you do good to another man and you pass that gospel on to the next person, how it'll bless you on the other end. this morning, if I can give you anything, if you've received that gospel and you've been redeemed by that gospel, you can receive it by hearing it, but not let it sink in. You've received it, you've redeemed it, and now you're living in His righteousness. You be ready to share that gospel with the next person you come in contact with, because you never know when that gospel seed will come alive in that person's life. This morning, you know what's going to get every one of us to heaven? The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him that believeth on the gospel. This morning I ask you a question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life? If so, be ready. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning that the gospel, Paul said that he was ready to preach the gospel. He was ready to preach and that people might receive and they would get redemption. And Father God, they'd get a peace. Lord, this morning, the gospel the blood of Jesus Christ is the paid in full. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Lord God, this morning, if they be a man, woman, boy, or girl that's lost, that's never been born again, Lord, I thank you that I don't know who it might be. I thank you. But Lord God, the Holy Spirit knows. And Lord, if this is the first time they've ever heard the gospel and they can receive it and be redeemed and set free, Lord, I'd pray this morning that the seed may fall on fertile ground. And Lord God, that somebody else may water along life's way. Because Father, I know that the word says at the end of the day, you're the one that gives the increase. And Lord, I thank you there's a day in my life that you gave the increase. I pray this morning for the next few moments, as the deacons has already been praying, that this altar call would be one that you'd be pleased with. Lord, we understand this morning decisions will be made either way. They'll be made to get things right or walk out the same way they come in. A decision is made either way. And Lord God, I pray this morning the decision to be for you. Father, I love you and I thank you and I thank you for the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus' name I ask. Amen.